When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness, across all social media platforms. If this is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice, I'm a diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platform across all social medias, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, whatever, to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy, and also validate the victims and survivors of said disorder. Today's episode is going to be about how some narcissists don't like doing good deeds for others, and some narcissists don't like giving gifts. Because I did a video in a podcast very, very recently about how there is no such thing as a selfless act from a person, from a narcissistic person, or a very toxic person with a lot of narcissistic traits. There's no such thing as a selfless act. So a lot of times, me in particular, I'm going to tell you how I personally feel about people giving me stuff. I look at people giving me stuff as like I had to owe them something later on. Like if you give me a gift, an unrequited gift, I didn't ask for this gift, but if you decide to give it to me, it's just like I feel like I owe you something. And I don't like owing people anything other than like car loans and stuff like that. Of course, like the interest and, you know, loans and things like that. But people in my life, I don't like owing people anything. I don't want you to say, man, Lee owe me this. Hey, I did this for Lee. Hey, I helped Lee build his platform. Hey, I helped Lee do this. I helped Lee. I don't do that. I don't want you to think that you had anything to do with what I have going on. So I don't like accepting gifts from people. That's what, like, unless it's like a YouTube gift, like YouTube sent me something for hitting 100K. I'll take that gift. I don't owe YouTube anything. YouTube, thanks for allowing me to build my platform on here and, you know, show my videos to people. 122,000 people on YouTube now, which is, to me, is great. Because how hard it is to build YouTube now? Yeah. But anybody in my life, even my wife, my wife doesn't give me gifts anymore because I don't like them. She understands that. She respects that. See, me and my wife understand about each other's boundaries now. She didn't give me, like, you know what she got me for Christmas? Because she had, like, I told her, because this is one of the boundaries that we have right here. She know I don't like getting gifts. I'll give gifts all day. But I don't like getting gifts. So I was like, but she likes giving them. So I was like, look, give me something minuscule. Give me some socks. I always ask for socks. Give me socks. Give me something I'm going to use. She got me like the little back stretcher thing that she saw on TikTok, which is cool. It's just a little $10 gift. Cool. I'll take that. But here's a reason behind why a lot of narcissists don't like giving gifts, because we know what it means to us. If we give you something, we expect something back either right now or later on. If we do a good deed for you, we expect a good deed to be given to us later on, or expect to be held in some kind of higher grace with you because we did this good deed for you. A lot of narcissistic people, or some, or whatever, I don't know the numbers. I just say some or a lot. I just use them interchangeably. A lot of narcissistic people don't like giving gifts because we know what it means when we do it to other people. We know that if we, like I said, we know if we give you something, hey, I gave you this right here. I expect this from you later on. Got it? We don't say that. It's in our minds though. We infer it by giving it to you. I mean, I don't do this for a lot of people. I don't do this stuff for a lot of people. I'm trusting you to do this. Hey, look out for me if you make it big. Look out for me. Don't forget where you came from. That type of stuff right there. We know how our minds work, so we automatically assume it might be egotistical. It might be something else, but we automatically assume that your mind works the same way. So we think that if you give us something, you are expecting something back. So no, I don't like I said, that's just me personally. I know a lot of narcissistic people. I talk to other narcissists. I'm in a group of 3,000-5,000 people who think that they are narcissists, and on Facebook. And in those groups, people say the same type of stuff. You mean? People say the same type of stuff. So I just like, y'all get me. That's the joy of those self-aware narcissist Facebook groups, is that when I first thought I was a narcissist, this is before diagnosis, I didn't feel alone. I be shouting out Michelle and, you know, Michelle and all the other good folks from the very beginning, Manny and Rachel. I shout them out all the time because they helped me on my journey. You know, those people helped me from the very, very beginning of discovering who I am. And I didn't feel alone. So I would go in those groups and somebody's like, man, I hate giving gifts because people expect something back from me. I'm like, oh, my goodness. There you go. There you go. Because people expect, I don't want, like, personally, like me personally, I just feel like it's charity too, y'all. I just feel like somebody doing a good deed for me is charity. Like, what do you expect from me? Is this a selfless act, or do I need to pay it forward? Do I need to pay it back? What are you doing? I had somebody say, when I was building my eBay business pretty big, somebody gave me $20 at the door one day, like on the way out of a store, a thrift store. I was like, she's like, Merry Christmas, just pay it forward. I was like, okay. I immediately went outside and somebody else was walking in there, I just gave it to them. I'm like, pay it forward. I was like, thank you, but I don't need it, you know? I was just like, cool. But I still feel like a lot of narcissistic people, there's no such thing as a selfless act from a narcissist. There just isn't, y'all. There's not a thing on this planet that a narcissist, like a real narcissist, a true narcissist, a toxic person, you know, gives to somebody else without expecting something back. There's no such thing as a selfless act. Hey, that's why you see a lot of narcissistic people. They'll go donate to charity, and then they'll let the world know. Those are the type of people that will donate to charity, will go live on their social media platforms while they give $10 to a homeless person. You know, hey, y'all, look at me. Hey, I got a lot of money. I've been real, real successful. This broke-ass person laying on the ground, guess what I'm about to do? I'm about to get them $10 to make their day. Here you go. Thank you. You're welcome. You're welcome. You're welcome. You don't have to say thank you. You're welcome so much. That's the type of person that'll do stuff like that. You see, there's no such thing as a selfless act. They gave somebody money because there's cameras rolling. Would they do it without the camera rolling? Would they do it and not tell everybody about it? Those are questions that need to be answered. That's how I feel. Those are truly questions that need to be answered, but from different people. Like, some certain people can't answer those questions for you, and that's why I try to provide this platform to answer specific questions from people. You know? Because the whole gift, like, give, you know, it's just like, it's better to give than receive. You know, the old adage. You know what? Around Christmas, it's better to give than to receive. And that's how I feel. Because if I give, that means people owe me stuff. Like, me, that means, hey, Lee went out his way to do this, to give. He didn't want anything in return. He's a good person. You see? Give, give, give. Don't receive. People think you're a good person. It's just little, it's little subtle stuff. It's subtle stuff. My mind works a lot differently than normal people's minds. I know that. My therapist has known that. We both acknowledge that. That's why she said, because I have all this elaborate stuff going on in my mind, how these schemes play out, these long distance schemes that I matriculate over the years. It takes years for some things to come together. She's like, Lee, you actually have a lot of sociopathic traits. I'm not a sociopath. I have a lot of sociopathic traits. Because you just a schemer. She's like, you scheme. That's why I love my therapist, y'all, because she keeps it real. She doesn't say, hey, I think a lot of this stuff sounds sociopathic. Yeah, I'm going to do this a little bit more. No, she's like, no, these are sociopathic traits. These are not good. This stuff is not good. Unless these plans and schemes that you are doing are for the good of others, then these are not good traits to have right here. You know? So me, by working on myself, my sociopathic traits, I make extensive plans to help people now. So it works out for me. It works out for other people as well. So that's why it's like a lot of narcissistic people don't like Christmas. You'll see a lot of narcissists that blow up right before Christmas. Like right before Christmas happens, boom, explosion. Why? Because it's just too much. First of all, it's too much emotions going around. But they also, people want to give them gifts and have to get gifts. And, you know, they want to make the holidays about them. The narcissist, sometimes they'll go out their way to give you the most, if they don't ruin Christmas, they'll give you the most extravagant gift, and they expect, and they'll remind you about that for the rest of your life. You remember 18 Christmases ago, I got you that Cartier bracelet or whatever, those Louis Vuitton red bottoms that you only wore twice. I spent thousands of dollars on those shoes. You only wore them twice. Yeah, remember that? You know, you don't appreciate anything. They'll use their gifts to belittle you and to let you know that they're better than you as well. So gifts and narcissism run very, very deeply and run very, very, you know, There's a lot of moving pieces behind that. Y'all need to do a longer video on this one right here. I don't know if I told y'all this, but my family, we in the COVID quarantine right now, so y'all might be getting a lot of longer videos from me here pretty soon. Son got COVID, so we in the house now, y'all. Well, we've had it for about a week now. Apparently, this is not gonna be a COVID chat, y'all. But like, what's the point of taking a rapid test if it's gonna be false? Y'all can explain that to me sooner or later. But like, yeah. Trying to get past that. Matter of fact, this is going to trigger my next video about narcissists and sickness. My wife was just like, you need to do a video about when people are sick around you and how you blame them for getting sick. I was like, what? I don't blame y'all for getting sick. Like, yeah, you 100% do. Like I said, I'm getting better at that. But, of course, I don't see it. It's harder for me to see stuff like that. So that's going to lead into my next video, y'all. Anyways, y'all, I truly appreciate every single one of y'all. Like and subscribe for more. And I'm still doing my Dear Mental Illness series. So if you want to send your story in, a short story, to my Dear Mental Illness at gmail.com, I'll read it online. I'll keep it anonymous, and I'll answer your questions from there. Anyways, y'all, thank y'all for tuning in. I really, truly appreciate every single one of y'all. Mental Illness is out. Peace. And also my podcast, as y'all know, I love and care about y'all. Hit that 5 stars for me. Y'all have been like truly, truly, I'm truly grateful, y'all, for all the positive reviews. It really is incredible. I look on there and I see it. I'm like, yay, positive review. Yay. I'm super thankful for y'all. You know, I got another one on here. Scholar of the people. Oh my goodness gracious. Here we go. Oh my god, I ain't gonna read this with y'all. I truly appreciate y'all. Thank y'all so much. Mental Illness is out. Peace.